What up, everybody? You're now tuned into Candid Conversations. I'm your host, Brandon Lampley, back today with another live stream. Shout out to all my audio listeners. Man, I got my buddy Sean Taylor back with me today, and the topic for today is Forgive Your Father. And this is, what was the name of the show we did on your platform?
The Importance
of Fathers. Okay, so the importance of fathers and appreciation. So this is kind of, we talked about this a little bit already, but this is the show that I've always said that we was going to do. Just talk about how, I think just collectively from whether it's media, what's happened in your personal life, your experiences and what you've seen. Like I talked with Sean about this earlier. There's always a bias against fathers. You know, fathers are always have built up to be a good dad. He always have to check a certain amount of boxes to be this, right. You know, great guy. And if he's not this great guy, he's less than, he's a bum, he's a deadbeat, he's whatever. But like, as we found out, the stories of, oh, guys being a deadbeat, don't want to take care of their kids, to, oh, this dude did want to take care of his kids, but, you know, the mother, she may have played games. That story seems, it's one for one now. Back in the day, it was like, oh, they all deadbeats. Now it's like, nah, actually, no, those are the deadbeats, and these are the guys who actually want to take care of their children. So we're finding that out little by little, and as men hear the stories of the men that's been going through it, this stuff like parental alienation, family court, divorce court, all of those things, the men are looking at that as man without children. I'm looking at that like, why would I want to get myself entangled in such a system that's pretty much set up for me to fail?
Right.
You know? Right. And so if you got a dad today, and he wants to be active in your life, thank that man. That's what's, forget whatever's happened, all of that. If you've never talked to him, you never seen him, you never got his side of the story, go get his side of the story, find that man, accept him for who he is.
Right. I agree. You know, because, you know, on my show, Brandon was on my show, we did, the title of it was The Importance of a Father's Presence. So, and I had my son on the show too. So my son is constantly, as he's gotten, became a teenager, would ask me, how did you live without a dad? You know, he said, Dad, I cannot imagine my life. And he said it on the show too as well. I cannot imagine my life without you. I don't even know. He said, I would be lost. I would be literally lost. And people just don't understand, man. So it's like, yeah, I agree with Brandon 100%, man. You gotta forgive your father, man. People, there's no handbook to to be a perfect mother, perfect, or be a perfect father. There's no handbook. You know, it's through trial and error. And so you grow, your growth is gonna come through those trials and those errors that you make. I mean, it's going to happen. But if you got an opportunity, this is my thing. If you got up from a guy who don't even know what the hell his father looks like, if you got an opportunity to forgive your dad, forgive him, man. It's not worth it. You have no idea how it's going to affect you if you don't, you know?
Yeah. As we go along in this country and we find out the more and more stories of, you know, like, say, like Tupac, for instance. Tupac is somebody most people know, you know, especially now and stuff, his name being in, you know, dragged in a mess. His mother lied about who his dad was. She told him his dad was a dude named Legs and he was gone. He was dead. And come to find out, when he got shot, the last time he got shot before he died, he found out who his real father was. I think it was the first time he got shot, he found out who his real father was.
And
he talks about it, and I wish I could play the clip here, but I don't want to get copyrighted. But he's talking about it, and she was like, how did that affect you? And he was like, well, I know one thing, I would have been way more confident had I had my father in my life. And that's the one thing that I think is missing too. When you talk about a lack of fathers, just look at men in general today. And just look at the lack of confidence you'll see. And not just in young men, not in short men, fat men, old men. No, just in men in general, there's a lack of confidence there in being a man.
And B, I'm so glad that you brought confidence up, man, because growing up, I had none. And I struggled in my earlier 20s with that confidence. But I mean, I struggled all my life with it, to a certain point to stop. But my mother kept breathing confidence in me. She the I after I would turn 25 and I went through something, man, and she that last breath of confidence that she breathed in me, man, she was just like, you know what? My mom just had to remind me. She's like, you just know who you are. No, you got to remember who you are. Father, no father, mother, no mother. You never forget who you are. You have the capabilities of to accomplish anything. So, and that, man, I tell you, without a father, man, man, you talking about confidence, you talking about a struggle? Oh, it's a struggle, man. It's a struggle.
It is. It is a struggle because you don't have, I would say, what is your guide? You don't have your guide. You don't have the mirror image of you. You don't have anybody to mimic. And so when you don't have anybody to mimic, you mimic what you think is a man. You mimic what you think is masculinity. You mimic what you think people want you to be, as considered what a man is. Children rarely listen to the things that you teach them, but they always mimic what's modeled in front of them. And when you don't have that man there to mimic after, to watch him, especially watching a man work, a child watching a man do his job and pursue his passion is needed because he's going to see you at probably your most happiest time. Because, dude, when Sean, when you in the gym, dude, you like a kid in a candy store. It's like you've
Oh,
never been
yeah.
to the gym before, and
Right.
you always want to go. You know?
Right. And that and my son now, who was 16, he's always been at work with me. I mean, always. I mean, since he was in diapers, he has always been at work with me. Wherever I went, that's where he was. You know, when I was a general manager, I would pick him up from the daycare, bring him right back to the gym. He would sit in the pro shop with me. I mean, he was always around, and he's seen how I work. And my son told me something. He said, "Dad, you know, I see how hard you work. I really appreciate you. Thanks for being my dad. I would be 100% completely lost without you. I see why you work hard, and I understand the sacrifices you make, everything that you have done for me. It's just, man, just to see the appreciation of a son who sees everything that his father has done and the sacrifice and the commitment he made, that was good enough for me, for him to actually acknowledge all that stuff. You know, so now, like you told him, Brandon, like you told him a couple of days ago on the podcast, he's brand you basically told me, hey, Jordan, you have no excuse.
He
So
does.
when you got your dad, when you got your let me tell you something, let me tell you something. When y'all boys who got your dad, you have no excuse. None.
No.
So
And
if
it
somebody, if someone can grow without their dad and just be something amazing or phenomenal, you ain't got no excuse, man.
Yeah.
None.
And I exactly. I told Jordan, like, yeah, you have no excuse. Like, do you, I don't think it's crazy that today the concept of kid putting a father in that child's life and put them in a two-parent household gives them a head start. That's insane. That should be the norm. That should be the norm. But we've gone away from that. They've destroyed the nuclear family. You know, those in power with money and greed. You know, they did those things for, you know, there to get that, to get money, because they want women split from men, especially black women. Black women spend less money when they're paired up with black men. I mean, once I saw the code in the Matrix, I'm like, oh, that's what this is about. So it ain't about no, we terrible and they terrible and this, that. No, it's an agenda, and we fed right into it, and the toothpaste out of the tube. Ain't nothing you can do about it now. But the results of the decisions that we've made as a people is plain as day every day. Every single day, you see the destruction, you see the turmoil, You see the young men struggling, the young women are struggling. I mean, you name it. A lack of fathers, regardless of the community, is a detriment. You know, so let me get this. What up, Ness? Appreciate all y'all for tuning in. Everybody's watching. Say, black fathers have been negatively stained by society for over 50 years, and the target to further push this negativity have been marketed to the black woman against the black man. Yeah. It's competitors being in competition, you know, and we've been in competition for so long. It gets to the point where women can't understand men and women like two different things. They think that the things they like in us, we're going to like in them because they've been in such constant competition. But that doesn't matter. Your degree, your BMW, your house, your all that stuff, your trips to Dubai, brunches with the girls and all of that, you AKA or Delta or whatever, don't care. It really doesn't matter. That's cool. That's good. I'm proud of you, you know. But in the grand scheme of things, man, it really doesn't matter. You know, what's going to matter is what you do when you have children. Because that's the thing, Sean. Nobody cares if you don't have children. But if you have children, you have a responsibility. After you've seen the turmoil that the kids without fathers go through today, you would think that you get on the right path. Like, yo, hey, you seen what's happening. Can we get some structure and order going on?
Yeah. And, you know, another reason a lot of fathers bail because of just the constant conflict that he has with his woman.
Yeah.
And that's not something that I condone, but I understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't condone ever walking away from Jordan or walking away from Giselle and not having no interaction with them at all, and they don't know who I am or whatever, but right. I understand why fathers walk away. You know, some dudes get tired of being underappreciated. Some dudes get tired of being, I got to be all these things. I got to be Superman, and I got to be a million different heroes, man. And it's like, I'm not appreciated. And I got to fight for this woman she has full reign to do whatever she needs to do with these kids. And I'm fighting like I'm just a nigga across the street. Like, I don't even belong here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in how you treat the treatment of that dude, man. And we just don't understand. And then we wonder why, and I hate talking about this shit. I really do. We wonder why, and I hear, you know, my sisters say, you know, they just straying away and straying away and straying away here, straying away there. And they're not understanding that, you know, that dude, I mean, he come home, he can't even get a cooked meal. I mean, yeah. A dude come home and he don't even feel welcome. You know, he fighting through all your bullshit and your past and all that toxicness and you know, like, you don't care and all. It's just a fight through so much negativity. Why would he want to be there?
Yeah.
Why would he? What is he there for? I mean, to be your emotional and mental punching bag. I mean, what is he there for?
Yeah.
I mean, what is he getting? What is he getting in return from just dealing with you? And your mind is so, what's so sad? Your mind is so dark, and your mind is so toxic and tainted and damaged. You know, he like, he ain't no hope for this chick. She forever gonna be that way. She wants to be mad. She wants to be, I'm entitled. She just wants to have all these entitlement and of attitude of negativity. Who wants to be with that?
Yeah.
What is he ain't getting nothing in return. So who wants to even deal with that?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And you know, the I don't have to do this. It don't take all that. I don't want to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm like, okay. He fighting through your negative, sour, just ridiculous attitude. How is that? Please, ladies, make it make sense. Make the bullshit make sense to me so I can understand it. And when you're not even, I guess you're supposed to be intelligent and you're not even intellectual enough to break down your negative cesspool or to own it, what's going on in your mind, maybe that's the problem. Because that takes too much of a real woman to do.
Yeah.
That's a huge issue with our people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to do butt naked truth and talk about it, you know. And then when we talk about it, when you give you the truth, you get defensive and highly offended.
Every time.
So how do we connect with you if you refuse to change your negative attitude and turn it into positive? You want all the compliments, but you don't want none of the damn criticism. And you ain't even woman enough to own it. But talking about you want a real man. In order to get a real man, you got to be a real woman about all your shit. Not just...
Yeah.
And then I can respect you. But when I see you constantly not even owning, not even trying, not even fighting, and just feel as if you have the right to just come home and neglect my needs, and then what I'm doing for you. That's not how that works. If there's no reciprocation, there can be no relation. You know, it can't. Without reciprocation, there will be no relation with Sean Patrick Taylor. Because after a while, because when one thing about me, my mama say he'll do this and do this, but when that boy right there get tired, he done. You can say whatever you want to say, because he'll get Sean, I raised him to be fair, he's gonna give you every opportunity to get it right. But when he see that you are deliberately not getting it right because you want to do what you want to do, that's not gonna work with him. You're gonna lose him.
And
they losing men like that.
Yeah, and there's no protection without correction. You know, if you're not in a place to be protected, there's not much I can do about it. I don't want to hear, right. I'm not a blind protector with a sword and shield running in to fight to slay the dragon that you say is there, that might be there, that may have attacked you. No.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we're doing. But that the correction, it doesn't matter to seem like the source of where it comes from, because they have an issue with it. Black women can't even correct black women. You got, what's that, Ayanna Van Zant. They down Monique, they down Fantasia, they down Erica Campbell, and they weren't even mean about it or nasty about it or anything. They just came to them like sister to sister, like, hey, this is an issue. Y'all don't do this well enough. You don't do that well enough. And if you just improve on these little things, things will change. Oh, hey, we not doing that. We never, for who? For a man? We not. You know, and not the bag on, of course, black women, but this is not necessarily a black woman thing. It's a modern woman thing, because now it don't matter what the race is. Now you run into, you're going to get some semblance of that type of attitude, that entitlement and that puffed up chest.
Yeah. You don't get it it's in all races now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's see what Ness going to say. Oh, well, let me get Lisa Reed first. You say healthy co-parenting relationships is essential for your children's success. These women want to use these kids as pawns and punish him. Using the kids as pawns, man. Society has targeted the black female to belittle the black man and remove his place in the child's life and have them believe they don't need us. Society tells black women that having babies is the start of the family when having a husband is the start of a family. We have to get better for our communities to become better. Yeah, without fathers in the home, I mean, you can't talk about fixing anything in the community, rectifying anything, correcting anything without starting with the family. Because that's the foundation. You have nothing. Anything you build right now is going to crumble because you're building it on beach sand. Period. Right. That's just how it is. But you mentioned something earlier, Sean, and we go into it.
What's that?
Emotional abuse.
Right.
Emotional abuse isn't talked about enough, because emotional abuse is not something that you can necessarily see. Like, there's no broken bones or bruises physically from emotional abuse. But there is damage. Right. There is real damage. Damage that has lasting effects longer than physical abuse, because a black eye is going to heal. You're not going to forget the experience, but it's going to heal. But emotional abuse can scar you because somebody can do it over and over and over again. Being right. that emotional abuse punching bag. We're saying that right now, and I hate to bring him up, but they put their stuff out there. Will. That last video of Will Smith, man. Will is not appreciated in that household. It's his fault because of, you know, because he's the leader, but he's not appreciated. It's very clear there's zero respect. That last video I saw that resurfaced of her trying to promote her Red Table Talk.
Right.
And he's like, yo, you can't record me when I'm in my house like this. He's like, you got to ask permission. You can't do that. And just he looks defeated, man. He looks exactly like the man that you was talking about. He can't get this. He can't get that. He going through this. Right. He going through that. Will looks like that man.
Yeah. Will is that man. It's obvious. I see the video and I saw the brokenness in him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this BS is acceptable in April 2022. Yeah. This is the new norm in April 2022. You know what? Life is too short, and Sean has lost too much. What I'm not going to do is spend out my latter years with somebody in their emotional bullshit. Because you know what? I've lost a lot since December 2018. My therapist said, I don't know how you still smile, how you still be positive or whatever. I said, first of all, I wasn't raised to waddle in self-pity and sorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was raised to be like you dust yourself off and you just keep fighting. I was raised from a gladiator who created a gladiator. You fight through, you thug through what you feel, because if you get in your feelings, you're going to be stuck in quicksand in those feelings.
Yeah.
And everything that comes through your path, all it is collateral damage. You're going to lose everything and you're going to die old, depressed, and alone because you run off every good thing that comes to you. And once a good dude knock on your door and words travel and they find out, oh my God, okay, this dude did it. All the good dudes gonna be like, don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
That house is tainted. That person is tainted. You might as well put a scarlet letter on your forehead. Ain't no good dude coming your way. No good dude coming your way because you refuse to change your mental. You refuse. You want to do what you want to do just because you think you can, and you're right because it's all about how you feel right now. It's all about you. You're selfish. And when you can't even own that you are selfish emotionally, and see, that's going to run over you. That's going to go over your head. Being selfish emotionally. You are a very self-absorbed person emotionally, and you are selfish emotionally. You are an emotional vampire. You suck everything out of good people that come your way because it's all about how you feel. That's not how that works. And no good dude. See, here's the thing about a good dude. A good dude is mentally sound in mind, soul, body, and spirit. So he thinks different. He moves different. He receives things different. He feels differently. So he's emotionally sound. Yeah, he's going to try with you just for a little bit. But it ain't going to be no 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. He's not going to do that because he's mentally and emotionally sound. That means he is sort of an empath and he feels everything. And he feels like if I waste any more of my latter years with this person, I'm not going to have anything. I'm going to be drained. And this vampire, this emotional vampire is going to suck out everything. She's going to suck the life out of me. And so he's going to move on to maybe another woman, another race, or whatever the case may be. It does, just like B said, it doesn't matter the race because it's everywhere. But it's all about the person. See, a dude, women don't understand, he don't need your hardness.
Yeah.
He needs your softness. He don't need an angry word. He need a sweet word. You are the person that he comes through from the world fighting off all that stuff, you are the person that gives you his peace. You ain't his war. See, he comes to you in a different way because you his safe haven. When he look at you, when he is looking at you, he is admiring, like he's looking at you and he's not saying nothing. He listening to you. When he's staring at you, he's like, this is the most gorgeous thing since the Mona Lisa. She's just outright gorgeous. He's into you. You screwing it up because you can't get out your own head. You got the dude. And you screwing it up because you want to be all about self. If you selfish, you don't need to be in a relationship with nobody. You just, baby girl, you just need to be by yourself. Because you're not built for it and you're not ready for it.
Yeah. And you not being able to measure this emotional abuse, you know, that we're talking about. It's hard to, because like nobody really listens to guys, no way, and care about feelings and what they're going through and stuff. So guys rarely going to mention it or say anything about it because we know that guys don't care, women don't care. Nobody's really, really going to care. I told that to Kendall Can on her show, and she was like, she's like, well, when you were at your lowest at the Rock Bottom, was anybody, you know, like basically trying to get on you and, you know, telling you, hey, you need to do better, you need to do this, you need to do that? I said, well, I'll say my mom, you know, a little bit, but, you know, it wasn't really like, hey, you know, you fat as hell, you need to get up, get out and do something, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's kind of like, hey, you need to do this, or when the last time you did that, stuff like that. And I said, but for the most part, people just watched. And she was like, why do you think that is? I said, well, I say, well, you know what it is. I said, that's the difference between the two of us is that if we're in a crowded parking lot and she starts crying, people are, oh my God, oh, are you okay? Are you okay? What happened? They're comforting her, people trying to figure out what's going on. If I'm in the middle of a crowded parking lot and I start crying, people are going to evacuate the premises. They're like, hey, baby, get the kids, get the car, we got to go. Yeah,
right.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Let's see, your partnership should be the place you come to give because he is in the world fighting everything and everyone. Yeah, and that's the other part of it, man. Dads literally sacrifice their being.
Right.
Sacrifice their being for their family. Providing, protecting. That's literally what it is. He works himself into a grave or he jumps in front of the bullet. That's what he's tasked to do. And there's not much appreciation for that. As a matter of fact, there's a it was a post by Jordan B. Peterson, Dr. Jordan B. Peterson. He knows he's from Canada, professor, and he's always had very, very good takes, especially when it comes to dynamics of men. And so this is, let me see if I can pull it up on here. Let's see. Instagram. Let's see. Okay, I got it up. Let's go here. All right. We got that. And here we go. Right here. All right. So it says, it's not okay to be a man. And he say, it's necessary. You look around cities and see all these buildings go up. These men, they're doing impossible things. They're working on the sewers. They're up on the power lines in the storms and the rain. They work themselves to death. The gratitude for that is sorely lacking, especially among the people who should be most grateful. The social justice bent who are among the most protected and privileged people the world has ever produced. They take everything they have for granted, failing to understand that there's a massive infrastructure of unbelievably hardworking, solidly laboring, working class men breaking themselves in half regularly, making sure that everything that always breaks works. A little gratitude for that is in order. I saw that and I was like, man, but stuff like that, you labeled a misogynist for that today.
Oh yeah.
You know. You hate women. If you black, you hate your mama, and they say your mama black and all that stuff. You know, all the shaming language and things like that.
Right, right.
But the truth is the truth. There's a lack of appreciation for fathers, for men in general in this country. And they've had to be these otherworldly beings just to get a little bit of credit, just to get a little bit. Yeah, that's, and a guy was talking about this, and he said, if you notice, he was like, women could post any little thing about their kids or they're out with their kids doing, and it's always that, you go, girl, that power, but they always, because women do that, they hype each other up. That's what they do. But then for a guy, you know, he'll get some love on the post, but it's not what women get. You know, it's not what women get, because for a man, it's always seen like, you know, oh, that's you a man. That's what you're supposed to do. Let's see. I salute any man that never gives up on the well-being of his child or children. We as men must apply the same relentless energy to get the cookie to take care of the crumbs. I told myself that nothing but death and nobody was going to stand in the way of me being the best father I could be to my son. So I put my big boy drawers on and married his mother and haven't regretted my decision since. The greater the prize, the bigger the sacrifice. Stop chasing the booty. Well, let me, oh man, it cut off. You was going in, that's to cut you off. But I mean, but how many guys are doing that today? Because like it's the risk versus reward. Because even the guys who, you know, they're not deadbeat dads, but they've decided that they're going to be dads, but they decided they're not going to marry. And one of the reasons for that is, attorney broke it down. She's like, say, 17% of your income that you'll have to give up versus half plus properties, court costs, fees, and a bunch of drama. So which one are you going to do? And the guys are like, well, if I have a kid by her, she's going to get the 17% of my income. But if I marry her, she gets half of everything and then some.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that makes sense.
Guys ain't marrying right now for a reason. There's a reason.
Yeah.
There's a reason why guys don't want to get married. No, and nobody's paying attention. They're not paying attention to it.
No, they're just shaming them. They're shaming them, calling them names.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, then they want to, you know, I mean, you don't pressure nobody and give nobody an ultimatum. I'm like, okay, because you got a timeline. No. But anyway, I ain't going to get into that, man. I got to cut out.
You got to cut out. So give your last thought, and I'm going to wrap it up.
My whole thing is, man, you know, if you got a father out there, you know, forgive your father and, man, get that relationship, man. There's so much you can learn from him, man. And I'm pretty much sure it was so much I probably could have learned from my father from his mistakes. You know, that's why I share with my son my mistakes and my feelings and things that I go through and I deal with as a man. And he shares what he's going through growing into manhood as a teenager. So, but that bond is so important because he's learning so much through me. And, you know, if I had opportunity to meet my father, whatever happened, man, I'm not worrying about that, dude. I'm in the now.
Yeah.
And forgiveness, let me tell you something, man. True forgiveness is not true forgiveness is forgiving. Y'all hash it out, and it's never to be brought up again.
Yeah.
It's gone into the sea of forgiveness. Let me tell you something, man. You know, you can't say you forgive somebody and you constantly bringing it up every time. When God forgives us, man, he never throws it up in our face, and he never holds us back, and he still blesses us in spite of what we did wrong. And we never think about. And when people say they struggle with forgiveness, I'm like, you struggle with forgiveness, but you want God to forgive you. Please make it make sense. None of it makes no sense. You struggling with forgiveness, but you want somebody to forgive you. You struggle with compassion, empathy, and sympathy, but you want somebody to have compassion. Please make that make sense, because it doesn't make sense. You know, my mom taught me to forgive quickly. Not for them, but for you and the blessings that may be coming towards you because you forgive quickly. And to never throw it up again, man. I might have met maybe two people my whole life who know what true forgiveness is. Yeah. Maybe. And I'm 52 years old. Two people?
Yeah.
Two people. Every person, there's not a person to say Sean can forgive, has forgiven me and thrown it up in my face. I forgive you quickly and I'll never throw it up in your face again, because that's how my mama raised me.
Yeah. Past is the past. Oh man, his phone probably got a call. Let me see.
B.
Okay,
can you hear me?
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right, man. So I got to cut out.
All right, man. I'll holler at you.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Let's see. Say an example of lack of appreciation. See, I didn't read this while he was on, because he would have stayed on another 10 minutes talking about this, because I told him about the push for Special Persons Day, and he could not believe that. Yeah, an example of lack of appreciation for fathers. You have these women who want to be celebrated on both Mother and Father's Day, and that is mental illness. It is. Why do you want to be considered the mother and the father? That's not a good thing. That's not something you should thump your chest about, man. That's not, no, come on. She said, that's some BS. Yeah, it is some BS. Come on, dudes don't say that. Like the guys who are, because it's a bunch of single fathers out there. They're not like, I'm the mother and the father, so it should be, instead of Mother's Day, I want my flowers and roses and say special. But no, well, the guys don't do that. But see, all this is the commandeering of things. Take Cracker Jacks, for example. Cracker Jacks has been the same for years. They're finally changing it, and they changed it to and all it is pandering to women, so they get women to spend it. Women fall for this stuff all the time. It's hilarious. All they do is they feminist a woman it up, a product up, so women can get more interested, so women can buy stuff. It's not because they care about you, or they care about Women's March or Women's Day or women's issues or anything like that. No, they want you to spend money. So Cracker Jack has made, they got a brand now, it's called Cracker Jill. And they got all these different Cracker Jills of different races and ethnicities and stuff like that. And it's all pandering, man. It's all pandering. It's the same with the Special Persons Day. It's pandering. You say the end was stop chasing the booty while neglecting your parental duty, Nick Cannon. Yeah, man. Yeah, Nick Cannon. I had a buddy who he agreed with, not, I don't know if he necessarily, no, I would say, yeah, he agreed. He didn't care about what Nick Cannon did, because he thought that, okay, Nick Cannon is paid. Nick Cannon has money, so he can afford to be a absent father. No, that is not okay. Money is not the only aspect to a father. And I will argue that money has never been the most important aspect to a father. Let's see, what did it say? For me, if you don't want to get married, stop making babies, creating mothers and more broken homes. Be a part of the solution and stop adding to the problem. Yeah, I'll tell young men that quickly. If you under 30, you shouldn't even be thinking about relationship or children at all. You should be building. That's some BS. Yeah, it is some BS. And he said, oh, hell no, that's pathetic. Yeah. And he's telling me, hell no, on Special Persons Day. Yeah, but it's the erasure of fathers. It's, you know, and Kanye talked about it. He was like, it's obvious that this country doesn't care about fathers, because now he sees how rigged the system is, you know, want to shine a light on it. But he's in this situation because of decisions he made and who he married. But it still is relevant that fathers don't get a fair shake in the court of law or the court of public opinion, because they're always painted as the bad guy. Always. If a situation ends, something ends, it's usually, and the man is involved, it's easy to blame the man. It's always been easy to blame the man. Men are disposable. We're the disposable sex in this country. So, I mean, for something happens to us, somebody does something to us, it really doesn't matter, because there's always going to be another man to replace us. That's just the life we lead, you know, and, you know, it's very, very, very tough today, especially to be a man when everything a man is has been demonized. They want to change your masculinity. They want to change the way you think about things. They want to change the way you dress. They want you to be feminine. They want you to bend the knee. They want you to be Will Smith running on stage, slapping people, affecting your $350 million bottom line. And that's not how we do things, gentlemen. You see, their concern is the pocketbook in court. That's all it is. That's all it is. We some coins. That's all. Run me my money. That's all. But give my final thoughts, guys, and we're going to get out of here. But I wanted to do this one today, you know, because, you know, I've had animosity towards my own father, you know, because of, you know, us not being in the same home together. And I always, why you can't come get me and bring me over there with you, you know, and not necessarily to live all the time. You know, there's a time I want to go stay with him, but like, oh, I need to see you. I need to be over there. I need to be with you. And, you know, being a kid, you don't understand, you know, schedules, how things work, or whatnot, and whether he wanted to or tired or what, don't know. But I had that animosity and I had to let that go. The older I got and the more I looked at the situation of both my mother and my father, I was like, these are two human beings and they pretty much did the best that they could. I can't be mad at them for the decisions that they made, because if I was in a situation, who knows what decisions that I would have made. Dude, it is very, very hard to be a parent today because your children aren't your children anymore. They're indoctrinating your children as we speak. Look at TikTok. There's a reason why they was against TikTok. TikTok has taken over the minds of the youth, and we're going to go in whatever direction that is, and it is not going to be a good one. You should be very concerned about that. Say, this is a great topic for both sexes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because this highlights parentage for both, on both sides. You know, we talk about the man side of this, but women need to be worried about this too, especially for your boys, especially keeping men in those boys' lives. Because when boys don't have passion, they don't have purpose, they don't have that confidence, they don't have a man to look to emulate, they're going to pick it up from somewhere. And you see it, whether it's the thugs, bad boys, the drug dealers, whatever. It's whoever he sees and whoever he sees, like, especially for young men in the urban community and the community. Who are the dudes you see winning? Who are the guys you see driving the fanciest cars, got on the chains and the jewelry, getting the most girls? Who are those guys in the hood? We know who those guys are. So what is a young man going to do? Dad's not home. What is he going to do? He's going to emulate what he sees because that's what he wants. He sees that, oh, he gets the girls, he gets the cars, he gets the clothes, he gets the jewelry, he gets these things. So that's what I want to be. And it has led to a generation of lost boys. And when boys being lost is a detriment to the society, because boys are the future builders. Boys are the protectors. Like right now, if we get any smoke with anybody who's just as powerful or more powerful than the U.S., we're in some trouble. That's just what it is. Because the boys are not in a mental, they're not even in a mental space to even train to fight for this country, let alone fight. They're not in the mental space to train to fight. So, let's see, when their father isn't as active as a child, it manifests, isn't active as a child, it manifests in negative ways in adulthood. Yeah, for both, for the young ladies as well, it does. Dad is that first love. Dads are a superhero-like figure to children, I think, under 12 years old. He's like Superman. And for them to not have that, it does. It stunts their growth. It stunts their development. It stunts the young ladies and her interactions with men. And it stunts the young man on his ability to become a man. Never forget that. But man, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. We will be back. I think I got a show with Sean tomorrow. Yeah, we'll be on Sean's platform tomorrow. I forgot what the topic he told me. But we'll be on Sean's platform tomorrow. I will be back later on in the week with my sports show, Mr. Reed. Make sure you tune in for that. And I'm trying to get one more audio show, and I'll share it on my Facebook page for my people who don't follow my audios, and you'll see we hope to get Chelsea back on it. But man, I appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. But until next time, I am out of here. Peace out, man.